and have a great week. I actually won't be back next week, but see you in late March. Have a good one.
Listeners, this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Chatting with Molly, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. So good afternoon, everyone. Today I have a guest, and guest, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Rosa, but I'm also known as Zazu by Molly.
Nice. So listeners, I'm gonna just refer to our guest as Zazu probably for the rest of the time. That's her frisbee nickname. Zazu, do you want to tell us, you know, where you're from and a little bit about what you're doing here at Duff's?
I'm from Massachusetts, the typical, you know, 30 minutes out in the suburbs kind of thing.
Nice.
At Tufts, I'm just kind of taking a bunch of classes in my freshman year and seeing what I like. And in my free time, I play frisbee, which is really fun, and I really like that.
Cool. That sounds like a good, you know, smattering of interests here at Tufts Just Frisbee. No, the frisbee program's great, as my listeners, I'm sure, have heard about a lot. So how's your day going? You were telling me a little bit about your morning, but have any plans for the rest of the day?
Mostly studying, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I had a nice morning. I slept a bit and then got some breakfast at Dew. That was nice.
Nice. So. At the old McPhee. Gotta love McPhee. It's a good dining hall. Nice. Do you have any... So you have a chem test tomorrow?
Yeah. Crossing my fingers that it's canceled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I would be so excited if we had a snow day tomorrow. And according to the snow day calculator, the most scientific of all metrics, some guy setting up a website, says we have a 99% chance of getting one. Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. My dad texted me today and he said, oh, I think your test is in jeopardy because you're getting like 14 plus inches in Boston apparently tomorrow.
I would phrase it not so much your test is in jeopardy, but your test is really in a good spot. It's doing well. Yeah. So we are going on spring break together. Do you want to tell people where we're going and what we're doing?
So for spring break, the entire team EWO is driving down to Myrtle Beach. So we're just taking a very long road trip, stopping along the way, and depending on what your car is, but my car is stopping in Washington, D.C., which will be fun.
Oh, wait, what? You know
who
your car is? What?
I don't know who's in my car.
I don't know my car. What the heck?
I don't know who's in my car, but Val mentioned to me.
Oh, dang, that's fun.
Yeah. It's just a lot of fun on the beach with all of the frisbee program, which I imagine is very fun.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I don't know. I last year didn't experience that because we went to Texas, so I think it'll be a good time had by all. I'm trying to think, you know, what else is new? Do you want to tell me a little bit about, what's the suburb that you grew up in? What's it called?
Wayland, Massachusetts.
Wayland.
Yeah.
Wait, do you consider it a suburb of Boston or not really?
I don't really. It's far enough out that I wouldn't consider it, but it's... When I explain this to people, it's easier.
Nice. Tell me a little bit about your family. I know you have a brother at least. I know.
I have an older brother, 8 years older than I am, and an older sister who's 11 years older than I am.
Nice.
So I'm a bit young for my family.
Yeah.
And then my mom and dad. They all went to Tufts. So.
Wow, jumbo family. That's so fun. Oh my gosh. I also have a brother who's 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
But people always say, like, oh my God, that's such a big age difference, you know? But it's really not. Like,
I
think I've always liked having older siblings because you kind of get a sense of your path, you know? Like, if I'm scared of, what's life going to be like post-college? I'd seen both my brothers go through it, and it's like, okay, it's like pretty normal, you know, just a normal person living.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, have you enjoyed having older siblings?
I have. It's kind of nice, too, because my siblings are so much older than me that they have, you know, my brother lives in California, my sister lives in New York, so I visit them a lot.
Yeah.
And I can just kind of stay with them.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is not really what many families do when you only have a 2-year difference.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
They're definitely in a different place than me, but
yeah. Yeah, that's fun that they're like in fun places. Yeah. And yeah. Oh, we have a caller. Mm-hmm. Caller, I'm gonna put you on air. Here we go. Let's see. As my listeners know, callers are a little bit tricky. Caller, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, DJ.
Hello.
Hello, Molly.
Caller, do you want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes. My name is Richard Lipman. I happen to be the DJ's father, and with me is my good friend John Nash, and we're calling from Iowa City, Iowa.
Wow, we are great. So grateful to have you on air. Now, Dad, I know you are recently back from a big trip. Do you want to tell us about what you just came back from?
Yes. I sailed with the Cunard Queen Victoria from Florida all around South America, around Cape Horn, up back through the Panama Canal and back to Fort Lauderdale. And I got back last Friday. 50 days, 5-0, and I saw all the capitals of South America, and it was superb. It was the adventure of a lifetime. It was the 10 adventures of a lifetime.
Wow, that's great. And you enjoyed your experience?
I had a wonderful time. My wife, Karen, Molly's mother, was with me from Florida to Rio de Janeiro for like 16 days, and after she went home, she wanted to go home. People think I threw her overboard, but that's not true. And then I was on the ship by myself for 34 days, and I had a fantastic time. I had the time of my life.
Wow, I'm so glad to hear that. And John, how are you doing today?
Fine, Molly, fine. Living, just finished lunch with your dad, living vicariously through his adventures.
Great. And
John was in Jamaica himself.
Nice. How was your Jamaica trip, John?
Warm. It was very nice.
Yeah, I bet it was.
At the ripe age of 64, I water skied for the first time in 40 years. I may not try that again.
Wow, that's adventurous. That's great to hear. And I would like my listeners to know that both John and my dad are some of my most devout listeners and followers of the radio show. So we're so glad to have you on air today.
We would never be without it. You know, whenever Molly's on the air, we're listening.
Yeah, and John would even listen, and my dad would listen when I had my 6 a.m. slot, which is 5 a.m. Iowa time. So it was even more impressive that they were listening.
Well worth getting up for.
I appreciate that.
This is much more civilized. Yeah. Much more civilized hour.
So, how's the weather in Iowa right now?
Cool. We are on the cusp of a nice warm spring, but we're not quite there yet.
Wow. Today in Boston is kind of a nice day. I mean, it's a little bit chilly, but sunny. But tomorrow, we're supposed to get 17 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. So we're really hoping for a snow day out here. Or it'll just be a day in class with really sturdy boots on.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Hunker down. That's a lot of snow, 17 inches.
Yeah. So where'd you guys go to lunch?
We went to the Hy-Vee Market Grill.
Oh, nice. A specialty, I've heard.
Yes, that's where Molly's wedding will be in the future when she gets married at the Hy-Vee.
Maybe.
Plenty of parking there.
Plenty of parking for sure. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, guys.
Good to hear your voice, sweetheart. Nice. Thank you very much.
Love
you. Molly.
And Dad, I will see you in about 2 weeks.
Looking forward to it. In Austin, Texas, the Tufts Women's EWO Ultimate Team.
It's true, yes. All right, see you guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So that was my dad, Zazu. I'm so glad you got to meet John and my dad. But just so you know, Hy-Vee is a like a grocery store, basically. Oh. But it just has like a lunch counter that you can like get food at or whatever. Nice. And so my dad always jokes that that's where you're gonna get married. But he's wrong. Yeah. So speaking of food, what type of food do you like, Zazu? Take me through your culinary preferences.
Oh man, I am really not a picky eater, so I eat pretty much everything.
Nice.
Definitely my favorite food is like a good bowl of like ramen or udon noodles.
Interesting.
Typical college student food, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
I actually have a pretty interesting culinary family just because my father's Italian and my mom's Chinese.
So oh, nice. So a lot of noodles.
A lot of noodles between the two.
Yeah.
It's surprising that I like noodles after eating so many noodles. Yeah. But I think that's why I'm not a picky eater, just because I've eaten a lot of foods.
Yeah. That's cool. What kind of things have you guys done to like merge? Do you celebrate Italian holidays and Chinese holidays, or you kind of merge them together? What type of stuff do you guys do?
There's not really much merging, actually. It's usually, as far as holidays go, it's like one or the other.
Yeah.
I celebrate Chinese New Year and stuff like that. And then on the Italian side, we actually don't really celebrate that much. But I have a bunch of cousins in Italy. And we go visit them once in a while.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. I've never been to Italy. It's one of those destinations that is like really high up on my list.
Yeah.
I've always, I don't know, I love art history, and Italy is obviously like a haven for that. And so I'm like so interested in different like church designs and obviously like all the museums they have. So I would love to make my way to Italy one day. Have you ever been to China?
I've never been to China, actually. It's on my bucket list. My aunts go and kind of stay in China for usually like about a month or so.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to hop on one of their trips.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Do you have family who still lives there like full time?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Usually it's just my family from the U.S. visiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I've never been to China, but my oldest brother is living in Singapore right now, and I unfortunately am not going to go get to visit him, but my mother is planning a trip, I believe, in May, right when finals are happening. I mean, not that I would go anyways, but like, it's just going to be another stake to the heart, like studying for finals, seeing my mom in Singapore. But that's all right. Wow, we are up to 13 listeners. I honestly think this is a record high for me. I'm usually around 5. And it's funny because my 6 a.m. time slot, it was like kind of easy to get people to come on because it was this like new cool thing. It was like, oh, like 6 a.m. Like, yeah, I'll do that once, you know? But now it's like, Monday's like, oh, I'll come on later, you know? Like, and all these people have class, but nobody has class at 6 a.m. So, but I do get more listeners on this slot. So we can play a little bit of music. What type of, I know you listen to music a lot. You like to walk around with your headphones. Am I correct by saying that?
Yeah, you're very correct.
All right. How do you pick? Do you just have like huge playlists that you cycle through, or do you like listen to the same songs consistently?
Really depends on the day. There's some days where I literally listen to one song the entire day.
And it's, one song?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But usually, more often, I just listen to either playlists that I've made or I like shuffle through Spotify playlists that I haven't listened to yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So you discover music mostly through Spotify and like other people's playlists and stuff?
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Let's see. I have a playlist of like, stuff to play on WMFO because I have, I don't know, my music taste isn't always like clean. There's a lot of explicit songs, and so I like made a special playlist, but I've kind of like cycled through them a lot. But I mean, they are pretty good classic songs. So, let's see. I think Lake Street Dive. Do you listen to Lake Street Dive?
I've heard of them, but no.
They're like a folky rock band. Yeah. But they're like my favorite band. Oh, you know what we're going to play? Do you ever listen to the Hamilton soundtrack?
Yes.
Okay. Have you heard the Hamilton mixtape?
Yes.
All right. So this is my favorite piece of music on the mixtape. It's Dear Theodosia by Chance, the reprise. Oh, it's incredible. All right. So, listeners, we have Dear Theodosia by Chance. Oh, well, okay, that was the wrong song. Just give me a second. All right, here it is for real.
Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart. I'm dedicating every day to you. Domestic life was never quite my style, but when you smile, you knock me out, I fall apart. And I thought I was so smart. You will come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. I'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. I'll give the world to you and you'll blow us all away. Someday. Someday, yeah, you'll blow us all away.
Ooh, Philip, when you smile, I am undone. My son, look at my son. Pride is not the word I'm looking for. There is so much more inside me. Philip, you outshine the morning sun, my son. And when you smile, I fall apart. And I thought I was so smart. My father wasn't around.
My father wasn't around.
I swear that.
Just want you wanna go back. It's not what I wanna say. You took my salutations and threw them away. Coffee dogs, listen when I call. I know something wrong with the limits. We got time to round, but we can spin it. Coffee dogs, cross with the world. If we're strong, we can win it. One word can't begin it. Hello. I got a right to call you, baby.
Right, that was Call for Your Dogs by Lake Street Dive, and before that it was Chance Rapper with Dear Theodosia covering a Hamilton original song. So Zazu, we were talking a little bit about that we both like musicals. What are some of your favorite musicals?
Hamilton is definitely high up there.
Definitely.
Dear Evan Hansen, Waitress.
Oh, nice. Some of the more, like, recent ones.
Yeah, some of the more recent ones. I haven't really listened to a lot of, like, older musicals.
Yeah.
Because I only recently got into it in high school. So.
Is Waitress the one by Sarah Bareilles?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard such good things about Dear Evan Hansen. I've only heard maybe, like, one or two songs. But Hamilton, I remember I was on my gap year. So this was, like, fall of 2015. Mm-hmm. And I get this, like, email from my mom that's like, there's a new musical coming out that's, you know, mixing history with R&B rap. And it was, like, so exciting. And all of a sudden, she's, like, buying the music. Like, I don't know. We're not, like, a huge music family. We, like, and if we are, it's usually, you know, listen to my dad's old records or, like, music we already have. But she's, like, buying this album and listening to it in the car every day, and she just became, like, so into it. So then obviously I became into it as well. And then about a month ago, she and my brother went to see it in Chicago without me, which is so sad. Have you seen any, like, musicals live that you've really enjoyed?
Yeah, I have. Because whenever I visit my sister in New York, she generally takes me to a Broadway
gotcha.
Show. Most recently, I saw Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly.
Oh,
which was crazy.
Nice.
She that was is so crazy. Good in the show. I also, Kinky Boots, I've seen it twice.
Cool.
One with the Panic at the Disco
singing. Yeah. Wow. My parents just saw Hello Dolly like a year ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And they loved it. My parents are really into theater, I would say. They like local theater, but also like, I mean, everyone likes big time theater. But yeah, my dad came away from that one and was like, wow, I love Hello Dolly. You know, like he was just like really into it. And yeah, I saw my mom and I went to New York when I was a little bit younger for my cousin's like bridal shower. And so we like made a trip of it, and we saw Newsies on Broadway, and it was just amazing. Like, I think any theater thing you go to, the lead is always going to be talented, right? You're not going to like put on a production without a talented lead. But I think the most amazing part of Broadway is that like the guy in the back who doesn't have any lines, it's just like a backup dancer, is like the most talented you could ever imagine. And that's like the seventh string, you know, like, or no, what's it called? When you like shadow people and...
Gosh.
In theater. Oh, I forget. It's not string. String's like sports.
Yeah.
He's your... we'll have to look it up. yeah, I can't think of the word right now. But it was just like incredible, the depth of talent on the stage. I think that was so cool. Wicked is probably another Wicked. One of my faves. Yeah.
I saw Wicked in Boston, I think, actually.
Nice. Yeah, I saw it in Chicago. It was just like, I was already familiar with the soundtrack, so it was just so fun getting to like see it live. Speaking of which, we could play a little Wicked. I did that like 2 weeks ago. I had like a lot of Wicked on my show. I was dancing in the studio. So you say you like discover music. Oh. I don't know, listeners, if you heard that, but there was a really loud honk outside, and I think it got picked up by the mics. there it is again. You know what? Understudy. Shout out to my mom for who's listening right now. Understudy. Nice. That is the word. So glad we have active participants with our listeners. Okay. So you were saying that you discover music with Spotify, but what type of, like, I'm sure it's pretty broad, but give us a taste of different genres you enjoy.
So it really depends on what I'm doing. Generally, in, you know, if I'm just listening to music, I listen to a lot of R&B or, like, indie.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
Oh, man. I've been listening to a lot of Daniel Caesar of recent.
Oh, I've heard of him. I'm not like super familiar though.
I really like him. I've actually been listening to a lot of mainstream stuff like Rihanna and Khalid and of recent. And then also when I studied, that's when I started listening to like really weird music that like, no one knows about because there's no words.
Right.
Just samples of music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. but. And then I listen to a lot of rap as well.
Cool. Khalid is so talented. I am just, like, blown away. He's, like, 17.
Yeah, he's 18, 19.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's... I remember when he came out and my friend was like, oh, you gotta listen to this kid. Like, he's literally our age and he's touring.
Yeah. Man. Okay, let's play a little Wicked. So, do you have any faves from the soundtrack? Can throw out some. What is this feeling? That's a good one.
I like that one.
Popular, and then obviously Defying Gravity, Dear Old Shiz. Maybe What Is This Feeling?
What Is This Feeling?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. All right, so now we have from the cast of Wicked, What Is This Feeling? And that has Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
Lingus Momsy and Popsicle.
My dear father.
There's been some confusion over rooming here at Shiz. But of course I'll care for NASA. But of course I'll rise above it. For I know that's how you'd want me to respond. Yes. There's been some confusion, for you see, my roommate is
unusually and exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Blonde.
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is rushing.
My head is reeling.
My face is flushing.
What is this feeling? Fervid as a flame. Does it have a name? Yes. Loathing. Unadulterated loathing.
For your face.
Your voice.
Your clothing.
Let's just say I loathe it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl with simple utter loathing. There's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation.
Now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who isn't?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a policist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular. And with an assist from me to be who you'll be, instead of dreary who you were. becoming popular. Lar. Features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or specially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude. It's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular.
Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely
you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. La, 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 la. You'll be popular, just not quite as popular as me.
Elphaba, why couldn't you have stayed calm for once instead of flying off the handle?
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever. I hope you think you're clever.
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition.
So though I can't imagine how, I hope you're happy right now.
Listen to me. Just say you're sorry.
You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for, you can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. To go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts, close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me. Someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost.
Glenda, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda dreams the way we're.
down. Well, are you coming?
I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it.
Wow, that is all I have to say about that song. So we had Popular after What Is This Feeling, and then we ended with Defying Gravity, all by the Broadway cast of Wicked. That was really incredible. I think that's like one of my favorite pump up songs. It's like pretty long and classic musical with like intermittent dialogue, but it's so good. How did you feel about that song, Sazu?
I loved Defying Gravity.
Yeah.
It's one of those bangers that you like really want to sing to but you can't because it's like the notes are so high.
Right.
So good.
So you're just mouthing it along. Exactly. Oh man. All right, we should get a little PSA. So fun fact for our listeners is every hour the Tufts WMFO has to read a PSA, either automated or like we read it ourselves, because we are a free-form education radio. And so that means we have a duty to educate the public. So let's just take a flippity flip on here. Okay, so walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. That is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, so thanks to the people from the walking industry. I will have to say that walking to Harvard Square in the cold would not be super fun. But on a nice day, I'm sure it's fine.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
Yeah.
Tufts.
Yeah. It's only, yeah, like they said, it's only about 2.5 miles. Similar to the distance of the E-Men's house to our spring break house. But, yeah, so as our listeners may know or not, the all four Frisbee team, well, I guess five if you count the boys have a B and a C, teams are going to the same place in spring break, and we all have kind of a house near each other, except for one of the boys' teams is about 2 miles away. But I guess they'll have to get their healthy walking in.
Yeah.
So, good thing we read that PSA. So Wicked always makes me think of like superpowers, and if I were to have a superpower, what would I have? And I think about this question a lot. So first I'm going to pose it to Zazu. If you had a superpower, what would you want it to be?
I don't know. I don't think about that.
I will let you ruminate on that. But so I kind of take a different approach to superpower, like, oh, super strength, or like you can see through things, is not exact. I don't. It's harder for me to plausibly imagine what that would be like. So I have a couple superpowers I think of. One is to speak every single language in the whole world. So like you go to a remote village somewhere and you just like know the local dialect. You know, you just like automatically. I just think that would be so cool. I have not done a very good job in my life learning languages, and that's a goal of mine that I want to like get better at and still pursue. But I think that would just be like the coolest thing ever. And then also knowing every word to every song out there. So like an obscure rap comes on and I'm just like doing it. You know, it's like, whoa, how does Molly know that? Or like a weird song that everyone likes but doesn't quite know how to sing along, I'm just like there singing along to it, you know? I think that would be fun. I don't know, do you have any things that came to mind?
Cooking, like being able to bake or make anything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Zazu, I think that's pretty attainable. If you wanted to learn how to cook, like, I think you could do that.
But do it like, so you don't have to like, go through like hours and hours of
cooking. Oh, like speedy cooking. Things, like, you know? Boom, here's a gourmet sandwich for you. yeah. You know JoJo, right? Do you know of her?
Like, I know of her.
Okay.
Yeah.
And JoJo and I would talk about this question a lot, and she would say that she wants a teleportation superpower, but there's a caveat. The caveat being, you can only teleport from place to place if they have the same name. So like, Arlington, Massachusetts to Arlington, Virginia. And so it would kind of be like an interesting travel logistics. And then we were thinking like, oh, would, you know, would there be these like touristy places in the Midwest that are like, oh, Paris, Iowa, so that like we would create Paris, Iowa so that you could transport to Paris. And so it's kind of, and they're like, so like you could go to any Springfield in the whole country. They're like, I think there's like a Springfield for every state. And what else? Oh, also if teleporting were to be like super ubiquitous, just like anyone could teleport anywhere, how that would kind of affect tourism and just the notion of like cultural exchange and traveling. Because if I could just like go to Thailand for lunch, imagine like the doors that would open, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully, well, I don't know. It's kind of tough. If you had a superpower, would you want like everyone to have the superpower or like only you to have that superpower?
I mean, is it a superpower if everyone else has the superpower?
You know what? That is a good point. Okay, would you want people to know that you had this?
Oh, I think I wouldn't want people to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the movies, they're always trying to, like, keep it secret, yeah. You know? But I don't know. I think that would just be stressful. I feel like that would just be a huge burden. Like, if I could teleport, I kind of want to, like, tell people so they're not always like, where are you going? You know, sneak it off to the corner to, like, disapparate or something. I don't know. One of my friends always says she wants a, like a control Z superpower so that, like, any action she can just, like, undo.
Hmm.
Which I feel like that would kind of, I don't know, I think it would impede on my happiness a lot. You know, it'd always be, like, redoing. You would kind of be in your own world because you would be, like, reliving things that your friends around you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I feel like that would make a connection harder. But if you speak every language, like, it's fine, you know? Mm-hmm. That doesn't kind of impede on your presence in your community.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think a lot about the movie Sky High. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen Sky High. Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
I should watch that soon.
Yeah, we totally should. That movie is interesting because everyone has a superpower and they're all open, but they're all different.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that because everyone like has their thing. And wait, are there like normal people in that movie also?
I think there is.
Okay. Yeah. But just like these super people.
But it was just like particularly about the kids. So
right.
Really, yeah.
Right. That's an interesting concept. I think if everyone could like at the age of like 12 pick their superpower, but they had to be like within a list, you know, like no one could have like the ultimate mind reading one, you know, it had to be like obscure. I really liked the, I think there was like a plant girl or something where she could just like grow moss on everything. That seemed kind of fun.
My favorite part of that movie is when the like glow in the dark guy realizes that he can glow
oh,
in the dark.
Oh yes. Yeah. That one's pretty good. Or with that movie, the thing that pops in my head all the time is when they're like battling and the guy is like doing fire and the really fast guy just like runs around him to like suffocate out his fire. And I don't know why I think about that, but I was like, wow, that's kind of scary. Imagine if you were like being suffocated by someone running around you really fast. Like that would be really scary. I don't know. Was that a Disney movie?
Or is either Disney or DreamWorks?
Okay.
Yeah.
It might have been Disney Channel. You know how they have those like
Original
Disney Channel movies? Yeah, so what are some of your favorite movies, Zazu?
Do you know about Hayao Miyazaki, his movies?
Like, I've heard of him, but I don't.
I really like some of his movies, like Howl's Moving Castle is really, really good.
Interesting.
As far as like actual people movies, I have to think about that. I watch a lot of older movies with my mom. She's really into the classic, like black and white kind of stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen a ton of old movies. My family is a big movie family, I would say.
Yeah.
My dad is like number one fan of movies. Like he just sees any movie he wants to see, he will see. You know how, I don't know, when you see like a commercial or something, you're like, oh, I'd see that. And you never really get around to do it. But He's like really good about seeing the movies and he has a very big depth of knowledge about movies in his archive. But I saw The Post recently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not super recently, but within the last few months. And it was so good. Do you know what it's about?
No, I don't.
It's with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. And they work for The Washington Post. And it's set in the 70s about, or maybe the 80s. And it's about whether to publish these documents about the Vietnam War and how the U.S. had this whole record of covering up what was really happening in the Vietnam War and reporting like falsities. And they were like threatened by the government to be shut down and it, I won't give it away, but it was really good. And it's like also about the kind of internal politics of the Washington Post. And it's like a family company and passed down to like just men. And then all of a sudden this like woman takes it over who's like the granddaughter. And so it's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So it is currently 1:58. This is DJ Molly. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And with that, I think we're going to sign off. Zazu, do you have any parting words for us?
had a really fun time on the show.
Good. Yeah. I'm so glad.
I was a little nervous at first. It's to talk to you, Mel.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's pretty low-key, though. We're just, like, in a room chatting with each other. All right, so we are going to end with Obama.